Hi there, I'm Ariadne, and this session is brought to you by me and my children's book series, Spiral Fairy Tales. Do you want to instill morals in your kids, like kindness, honesty, courage, and faith? Then Spiral Fairy Tales is a fun, colorful, and engaging way to do so for kids up to 10 years old. Told in whimsical rhymes and illustrated by yours truly, these books are bound to delight your kids and you for years to come. Please visit spiralfairytales.com today and use the code FULLSET for 15% off a full set of 4 books. Thank you, and please enjoy this session. Are you a worrier? Do you get stuck in loops of thought that torment your quality of life? Don't you wish you could just stop overthinking and worrying about everything once and for all? Well, this video is about why we worry and what we can do to escape the mental labyrinth of the mind and find peace within. Hi, I'm Ariadne, and I'd like to welcome you to Willow Bend Zen, a channel where I create guided meditations and content designed to help you release the magic within. Before we jump into it, I would be so grateful if you would like this video and subscribe to the channel if you want to help us grow. And please let me know in the comments what kind of content would be helpful to you. So, let's begin, shall we? The thoughts in our head are like a repeating playlist that has been created based on what we have observed and experienced in our lives. That playlist will consist of many different songs that trigger many different emotional responses within. When we are not conscious of what is in our playlist, we haven't actively created it. Instead, other people have given us songs to add to our list, songs we didn't necessarily ask for. For instance, moody ballads of lingering hurt feelings, rage metal anthems towards those we resent, and wounded melodies of lost love are just a few. Each sets off a new sub-playlist featuring similar songs. This is what sparks the terrible cycle of overthinking, not remembering to take your thoughts off repeat. We hold on to those thoughts because we have been playing them on repeat for, in some cases, years. Some people go their whole lives listening to the same playlist, attracting more of those kinds of thoughts and experiences. Many will even defend the overthinking by convincing themselves and others that if they didn't worry so much, bad things would happen. This is the rationalizing of the ego's thought patterns, not the true individual. The egoic mind needs to feel like it is in control to uphold the illusion of safety. It does this by catastrophizing the future, trying to figure out all of the possible things that could go wrong so that we are ready if they happen. It is easy to see how fast this kind of thinking can lead to mental agony. There are no limits to what could go wrong in our lives, so there is never a way out of that loop. Our thoughts become like quicksand, pulling us deeper the more we struggle against them. So, what can be done? How do we get out of the quicksand? The only way to break free of that loop is to admit the one thing that terrifies worriers more than anything else. We cannot control the world around us. As much as we want to protect ourselves and the ones we love, ultimately, it is not up to us, and not a single one of us gets out alive. Sure, we can take safety precautions, such as seatbelts, helmets, and being alert. But what happens after that is random, and no amount of catastrophizing will change that. Continually rehearsing tragedy cuts us off from experiencing the full magnitude of life. Life is messy, scary, and violent at times, but it is also beautiful, awe-inspiring, and miraculous. Choosing to focus on the negative blinds us to the positive and traps us in an agonizing loop that becomes normal. But once we accept that we have no control, we can let go of the burden of worrying and overthinking. Through meditative practices, such as mindfulness, we can learn how to view our thoughts from a more detached perspective. It's like watching a scary movie and simply turning down the volume when you come across something unpleasant. You still see it, but the removal of the sound makes it seem almost comical. Once the negativity dial is turned down in our minds, we can begin to accept the randomness of life, and instead of fearing it, we can learn to have fun with it. We can accept that no one actually has any control over anything, except their thoughts and reactions to life. And the ones who accept this and live it fully are better mentally and emotionally equipped to bear life's storms. And the first to dance when the sunshine returns. So next time you find yourself locked in a loop, don't panic. Instead, focus fully on your breath. It will help your mind let go of the thoughts and return to a more peaceful state. Once there, you can decide which thoughts would be more beneficial and start soaking in them. Build these thoughts and have fun with them in your mind. This is where a strong imagination comes in handy. Instead of imagining all of the things that could go wrong, try imagining what could go right. Play with the possibilities in your mind and allow them to influence your emotions. With practice, this will become a daily activity that will transform your life one thought at a time, until one day you won't even remember what it feels like to worry. Your life will feel light and free when you discover that the only thing you'll ever have control over is the way you feel, and that is where your true power lies. That is where you get to shape your life. Not by force, but by releasing the need to control. Then, the magic that will enter your life will erase all of the years spent being afraid of it. And you will rise up in your true abilities. All you have to do is let go. It's like the iconic 90s song told us. Free your mind. The rest will follow. Thank you for sticking around with me to the end of this video. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you got value out of this content. If you would like to learn more about how to eliminate overthinking, you might be interested in the guided meditation I have linked in the description. And one last thing before you go. If you'd like to support the channel, please like and subscribe, and let me know your thoughts in the comments. Also, please consider purchasing one of my children's books from my series, Spiral Fairy Tales, at spiralfairytales.com. So, until next time, I wish you light, love, and harmony. Thank you for joining me.